This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's that time of day. The Daily Mock at 1 o'clock, where every single day at 1 p.m. we dive into a different mock draft somewhere on the internet, Hugh Douglas. We'll do this leading up to the NFL draft, which is 4 weeks from tomorrow. All right, let's dive into this one. We go to CBS Sports. At number one overall, I think all three we've done so far this week, Cam Ward, quarterback, Miami to the Tennessee Titans. Hugh, I didn't know when this draft process began if we'd have a consensus number one, because, you know, Ward, it wasn't talked about the same way Caleb Williams was last year, but it seems like everyone says now he's the guy.
Well, and not only that, it's a really, really weak quarterback class.
Yep. And he's
as
the best.
We know, out of all the quarterbacks, so it's not really, I would assume, it's not really up for debate.
Yeah, and they don't have anything at quarterback. So Cam Ward, number one overall to Tennessee. Number two, this one's a little different. The Cleveland Browns select Travis Hunter.
Which I thought was kind of interesting for him to go as high as he did. I mean, not saying he's not worthy of that position, but to go as high as he did, I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, I'm just fascinated by what position he's going to end up playing, if he's not going to play both.
They need a quarterback, but they're going to take a receiver.
Yep,
well,
or a corner.
A specialty player.
Yep. All right, number three, the New York Giants select Armond Membu, offensive tackle to Missouri. Now, the Giants aren't taking a quarterback. Now, we know they signed two of them, right?
Yeah.
They signed Jameis. They signed Russell Wilson.
Who do you think going to start? I know we talked about it a little
Russell.
Bit.
I think Russell.
Who do you think should start?
Does it matter?
Well.
So there, you can already bet on win totals for next year. Had you seen theirs?
Three.
3.5. So it's the lowest in the NFL. I mean, is that going to change much? I mean, like, they're terrible. I mean, we know this.
Garbage.
And they play in a division with the Eagles and the Commanders. All right, number four, the New England Patriots like Abdul Carter, edge rusher, Penn State. Number
the
five,
Patriots. They might have a pretty, like, with
I
them
know.
And Milt, yeah.
And they signed Stephon Diggs last night.
Oh, they did. Oh, yeah, they might be all right.
They have added a lot this offseason. If they get Carter to go along with Harold Landry and Milton Williams, they've added a lot. I think Drake May could play. I think they might be a surprise
this
year.
Yeah, Kyle's a big fan of Drake May.
I think they got something going with Vrabel. All right, Mason Graham, defensive lineman, number five to Jacksonville. Let's scroll down, Hugh, to the Philadelphia Eagles. So yesterday, we got an offensive guard in Kyle Screams. Today, it's not an offensive guard, but Hugh Douglas, it is an offensive player with a 32nd pick in the 2025 NFL Draft. Latest mock at CBS Sports. The Eagles select Luther Burden III, wide receiver out of Missouri, 6'205". Here is what they said about him here in this write-up. Burden is clearly talented. He's young. The Eagles don't have a drastic need at wide receiver, so Burden can slowly work his way into a prominent role. Hugh, your thoughts on Luther Burden III, wide receiver, Missouri.
Slot receiver. And you know what my first initial thought was? Man, they are adding more weapons for Jalen Hurts to repeat as a Super Bowl champion. That was my first thought.
So here is what I saw a scouting report on. One, 75% of his catches were inside of 10 yards. He's like the quick hitter. You throw it to him and he goes. The second thing
is... He got
is,
burst, too. He's a 4-4 guy.
Yep. So the comp from an NFC scout was his playing style is like Jerry Judy, but with Amon-Ra St. Brown's hands.
Ooh.
And toughness.
I like that.
I love Amon-Ra St.
Brown. I like
Brown.
That. Man, listen. I just think it's kind of ironic. The last couple mocks that we've seen is that they're adding more weapons for Jalen Hurts. And, you know, there's not a lot of pressure. Like, he's going to play, no question about that. But it's not a lot of pressure in that offense for him to be great, if you will. Like, because you're a complimentary player. You're a change of pace kind of guy. Like, both of them. When we talked about the young running back, and we talk about this potential receiver. It's you're in already a stacked offense where you're a luxury.
Not a necessity.
Yeah. I mean, you know, every time I say that, that has turned into a trigger warning.
It has. I can't hear luxury without thinking necessity.
No, and you know what's funny? I have found myself in public, going out and having to explain to people. Like, in a nice way. I mean, they've been nice. It hasn't been, like, adversarial like it is on this show for the most part.
That's right.
It's been real.
That's right.
We've had conversations with people like, what do you mean? What do you mean about the defense? Like, so once I explain it to them and they understand it, they're cool. But I just find it weird. We've won the Super Bowl and I've been proven wrong, but people still – they feel some kind of way about that.
Oh, people hold on to that forever. By the way, you tried to explain it to Kyle and I for 2 years, and we still say it wrong.
We still don't buy it.
All right, but before we get Kyle's take on the Luther Burden idea, Hugh, I had another thought when I saw this. Like, if the Eagles took a receiver in the first round, you know what else is in my mind?
What's that?
Well, we've talked about how in the next coming years, the roster is going to get more expensive on defense, right? It's cheap on defense now. But 3 years from now, they could have Carter on a big deal, Nolan Smith on a big deal, Quinion and Cooper, right? And I think at some point, something's going to have to budge. There's just not enough money to pay four or five defensive players and all the offense players. Well, if you have a cheap wide receiver, one of the expensive wide receivers down the line can go.
You can go.
AJ approaches his 30th birthday in a couple years, if they take a receiver and he hits, that guy's cheap in 2 years, and AJ might – or Devontae, but I think AJ more likely to go.
Yeah, it's the NFL in a nutshell.
Yeah.
But – with all that happening, if we get another Super Bowl, I don't think anybody would be upset. Well, if AJ and those guys get another Super Bowl, I don't think anybody would be upset.
It's roster planning. I mean, like when they drafted Nolan Smith to eventually move off of Reddick because they wanted him to be cheaper and take the plan. But I'd be surprised, not shocked. Kyle, your thought, Luther Burden III.
So I'm not going to freak out like I did yesterday with the offensive guard.
Okay.
Nothing bothers me more than mocking offensive guards to the Eagles. You compared yesterday's pick I shouldn't say compare, but you dubbed it a luxury pick for the Eagles. This would be way more of a luxury pick.
It would.
For the Eagles.
There's not a need there. Like, they don't even throw the ball to the third receiver.
So a couple things pop into my head with this. If they are going to part ways with Dallas Goedert, I wonder if they just load up and do like more of a wide receiver thing, like just throw a ton of wide receivers on the field. The other thing that pops into my head is if they did make this pick at 32 – it tells me that they do expect this defense to take a little bit of a step back next year.
They need more offense.
And they need more offense. Now, I guess the last thing it makes me think of is that we wouldn't have much to say to Hugh for a little while.
I know. So for that reason I'm rooting against this pick.
Why, that's what I'm talking about.
Because we can't have you have another win.
Listen.
I'm petty.
No, but we know how you'll take. You will peacock in the next day. Look at me now. Oh, you will.
I would not say a word.
Hold on. If they draft a wide receiver after losing all these defensive players,
I promise you.
Your head won't fit through the door.
No, I promise you I won't say a word.
That's a lie.
It's just a lie.
Cut the audio. Yeah. When he says I won't say a word, you're going to do a draft right at the link.
When you gave us the mock draft, I didn't say a word because everybody's looking like, well, you know, they're talking about thinking of a receiver. I looked the other way. Because I knew what you were thinking. I knew you were thinking.
Remember, we know this is going
to
happen.
Remember Ike's reaction to AJ being traded for on draft night? That's going to be you if we take this kid.
I'm not going to say I told you so.
Yeah. No,
I'm not.
Here's what you'll do then. You'll come in the next day and say, isn't it interesting? If you look at it, they've let all these defensive players go, and they draft an offensive guy.
But wouldn't it be interesting, though?
Like, it'd be annoying. Yeah.
The fact that, like, I mean, if we want to, since we're here, this is just a mock draft. I'm just saying, since we're here, well, everybody talk about how they talking about loading up on offense. I mean, it kind of plays into what I've been screaming.
You walked into it, and I told you so before it happened. It didn't even happen. This is all make believe.
I'm just saying.
You know what Hugh does all the time?
What I do?
That bothers me.
Thank you for being honest. What do I do that bothers you, Kyle?
You replace the phrase, "I just find it interesting," when you want to be petty and give a take.
Yes.
That's really what you mean. I just find it interesting. No, just say it. I was right about this, or I think this. I find it interesting. You're just tap dancing around what you really want to say.
Why do you have to be so loud about it, though?
WIP, we're only loud.
You know what? This is what's going to happen, because all the defensive people that see me out of public, if they draft the receiver, they're going
to
throw.
You're supposed to be a defensive person.
That bothered you. They're going to throw eggs at me. Expensive eggs, too.
No, no,
and I'm going to try to catch them.
You think someone's throwing eggs
no, I don't.
At $6.50 a carton?
No, they're not. They're not.
No,
I mean, at this point, it might as
they're
well
gonna
just
be They're going to be mad at me, though. They're going to be definitely
afraid.
All right, another Daily Mock at 1 o'clock, 215-592-9494. It took us 8 minutes. We got to the reality that, Hugh, if they draft an offensive player, he will peacock
around. No, he's just going to find it interesting.
Yeah, I just find it interesting as I am losing my mind over here. You lose defensive player after defensive player.
I won't say that either because that bothers Kyle.
I just find it interesting.
It's fascinating. It's fascinating.
No, because you know where I got that from? And you just gave me PTSD. Tobias Harris nonsense.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so fascinating. No, just say that you like Tobias Harris.
No, I'm not.
Say that you have his jersey.
No.
Admit it. But
I haven't checked the standings lately. I haven't checked the standings.
The Pistons are going to make the playoffs.
Okay, thank you, Joe, because I didn't check the standings.
Yeah, that's so fascinating.
But thank you. And guess who made the playoffs last year with Tobias?
The Sixers.
It's fascinating.
I know.
The level of irritation that Joe has with me
now. It's not even about Tobias Harris.
I'm just saying.
The Sixers suck.
For whatever reason, the Detroit Lions are going to the playoffs.
Just say the reason that you think
it's fascinating. Hey, listen.
It's not him that's dragging him and Paul, them there. They've got good young players.
Don't him and Paul George play the same position?
Yes, and Paul George is a disaster.
Wait, I'm just saying.
No, that's fascinating, Joe. He's right.
I'm just saying.
Just
him and Paul George play the same position. Paul George, I mean, he hurt. He stopped podcasting to get ready to play.
He stinks.
And Tobias going to the playoffs.
Congratulations, Tobias Harris.
I'm just saying, man.
But here, if you want to say that they wasted money on Paul George when they had,
I'm just saying
they paid. I know they paid for it was supposed to be a better him, and it's the same thing. It's crap.
Just say they should have kept Tobias, in your opinion, and not. I find it fascinating.
No, listen,
the tap dancing, all that.
Let me tell you, Kyle. Tobias Harris wouldn't have made it here another season. People wasn't going for that. That wasn't going to happen.
Well, I wouldn't have made it.
No, nobody was going for that. But wouldn't it have been ironic if he was here and they made it to the playoffs?
Well, they still would have sucked with Tobias. I mean, let's not get this confused. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard here. We are live today, and we have enjoyed our time hanging out at Sterling Limousine and Transportation. Here's a great place. You got a ride up here today. We're excited to be here.
Nice cat. What's that? Is that the Escalade? With them captain's chairs?
And you get to go home in a ride?
Oh, man, I'm telling you, they're going to make me walk.
We didn't like your nice ride. Walk home.
It was a nice ride, man. And it was diesel. And you know what's funny? Because a lot of cars, you remember, if anybody remembers, in my age demographic, we used to ride in a diesel. It'd be rattling. Mm. This one, I didn't even know it was a diesel. I thought it was one of those electric vehicles. It's really nice. It was a really nice ride, man.
Well, we appreciate them having us. They were the winning bid for the Eagles Autism Foundation for a sit-in. So we're happy to be here today. Let's go to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Do you expect a different version of Trey Turner this season? Yes or no? Dustin in the Northeast. What's up, Dustin?
Ah, Joey G. How are you, fellas?
What's up, Dustin?
Yo, Hob, what'd you say they had you in the Cadillac?
It was a Cadillac Escalade.
Dude, they got great transportation over there. I actually grew up. Did you get to meet Johnny yet?
Johnny,
we've met so many.
We've met a lot of people, basically everyone here.
So yes,
Johnny's the. I know the family. The Donahues are the ones that own the company. They're real good guys. Real good people.
Great people. They're really nice to us. I agree with you. Good people. Nice place. And this is the place to come.
Dude, Johnny was my head football coach, Hog. So you got to talk to him about football.
How about that? We'll get the truth about Dustin.
Go ahead, guys know who their cousin is?
Ava?
Ava Graham.
Ava the Saver.
She was here with us a little earlier. Yep.
Yeah.
They're good people over there. Great service, dude. Great service.
Dustin, what are you feeling on Trey?
I feel you had a caller call up about a half an hour ago that was saying everybody needs to relax. We got him here for a long time. We know what he's capable of. I've been saying it since the spring training of last year. He should not be playing shortstop. When he makes those bonehead plays and those errors, that gets into his head for weeks to come. Bryson Stott should be playing shortstop, in my personal opinion. I think that that's where he should be playing. And I think we had the problem solved. They should be sticking Trey out in the outfield. Let the legs stay loose the whole game. When he gets on base, I like the idea of putting him as the leadoff because it's bringing him back to where he kind of is used to and a kind of good feeling. And like Hogg was saying, you had a caller yesterday. Those home runs out of Schwarbaum, dude, they're great. But why not do it with a man on first or second? Like, I think bringing him up in the lineup and bringing that speed up into the lineup, I think it's going to be a different outcome. I mean, nobody's really talking about it. Think about when we get Painter back. Like, our starting lineup is going to be no team in baseball starting five rotation is going to be able to compete with the Phillies. Like, I think everybody needs to take a step back. It's early. It's a long season. Yes, we paid him like a superstar, and he's playing above average, if that. But we also know that superstar's in there. And baseball is a stretch of a game, a stretch of a season. Let him just work his thing. And I think we're going to be all right. I think everybody what happened last year at the Mets, that sucked. But at the same time, we also know what this team's capable of. And I hate to be a cliche saying, Hog, I know I'm going on here. But I hate to be a cliche saying, but it's a long season, and you got to be hot at the right time. We saw it last year. And I think this team is capable of I have all the faith in the world.
Well, they're capable. They just got to do it. And the crazy part, Dustin, you're bringing up the outfield with Trey, and like you think it should be Stott short. I think Trey could be a really good outfielder. I mean, he did it when he was young. He still can run. Robin Yount was a Hall of Famer that played 10 years at shortstop, 10 years in the outfield. Like, I think Trey could be a good outfielder. It drives me crazy that they won't even broach this because we know he's not a good shortstop.
It's crazy because the definition of insanity is expecting something to change without changing anything, right? So we see what these guys did at shortstop, man. Like switch it up a little bit and let's put our superstar. Who knows? Hog, I'm with you. I love Rojas, and I love him because of his ability to cover field. Well, we got that in Trey. We got the legs in him. Put him out there. Let him shag some balls. I think not sticking him in the outfield is hurting the Phillies more than helping them.
I'd agree, Dustin, man. I appreciate the phone call. Over, under, how many more years is Trey going to play shortstop? If I set the number at 1.5, so this would be this year is 1, and then so if he plays shortstop all the way through next year, that would be over the 1.5. How many more years do you think we get Trey at shortstop?
I say over.
So you think he's going to play shortstop this year and next year?
Yeah, I think he plays well this year. I'm holding out hope for that. I think he plays well this year.
Kyle, what really do you go with? I think it's an under. I think this is his last year as the Phillies' primary shortstop.
Really?
I think Aiden Miller is going to take the job next year. And they're gonna
I guess it. I'd maybe say 2 more.
You know what?
I think they're
going to want to hang on to him being the shortstop for as long as they can, especially with the amount of money they paid him.
Yeah, and the speed hasn't gone anywhere, Joe. Like, if his speed was declining, I think you have a case for that. Now you're more mad at the defensive plays.
Well, yeah, because you're right. It's not that sometimes shortstops decline because their athleticism goes, right? Their quick twitch goes away, and they can't move.
He can move.
He just
makes
bad plays.
Yeah. I think he cuts down on those this year because of the work that he's put in. I would be where you are with him. If he couldn't move.
Right.
He can still move. Yeah, it's not a physical thing. It's more, I want to say, mental. And I think part of his defense was the fact that he was struggling at the plate a little bit.
I think that's definitely contributed. And I think it's a concentration thing with him too. Sometimes, like, he'll just sail a ball that he's thrown across the diamond for no reason. Set your feet and throw the baseball. He obviously can do it. Let's go to Joe, who I know is ready for some baseball. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Joe. Kyle, how you doing?
Hey, Joe. You ready for tomorrow?
I'm a little disgusted with them, but I just want to forgive you about the growing up. In my teen years, Motown was my groups there, and the Supremes. I believe there was only three of them. Diana Ross, Mary Wilson, and Florence Ballard.
You're right.
Okay. I'll give you an Eagles thing. I said first round pick, they should go after that cornerback from Notre Dame, Ben Morrison. You can even come down a couple spots. And I just looked this guy up, and you're talking about running backs. If they want a running back, he's supposed to go maybe in the late third or fourth round. It's Cam Scadabo.
Oh, the Arizona State kid. Yes.
Right.
Oh,
there we go, baby.
People would love him here.
They're talking about that. This Genty, right? Going, yes. In the top five there. Penn State did a job on him when he played in the ball game. They stopped him, and this Scadabo, he was
running
stopped
back
in
from
the
Arizona
first
State.
Half by Texas,
yeah.
Right?
Well,
and then
stopped.
He ran all over him in the second half.
He's a good player. Yeah, he was very good in the college football playoff for sure. Joe, what are you upset with Dombrowski about?
Okay, first of all, Dombrowski, you're within the last week of the season, and you don't have your bullpen set up. You had to go on the waiver wire to get this Hernandez.
Yeah, Carlos Hernandez they got from the Royals. Yep.
Right. If Suarez doesn't get hurt, this would have been their bullpen. The three R's: Ross, Romano, Ruiz. Three left-handers: Alvarado, Strom, and Banks. And then it would have been Kirkring and Walker. Okay, and now so you got the injury. So they Walker goes into the five spot, and now they go with this guy Hernandez. I see them in the beginning couple series, good pitching from our starters. They lose games in the bullpen if they're not using Alvarado or Kirkring, and they're going to lose games.
I agree, Joe. I agree with the bullpen is probably my biggest concern with the team. Like just like the personnel, like we know what the offense is. They'll score enough. The pitching should be starting pitch very good. The bullpen feels thin to me, Joe. It feels thinner than it has in years past.
He's going to pitch this. That's why Thompson should have been removed. He's going to pitch to these pockets. Whose idea is that? Is that him? Is that Caleb? The pitching coach?
Cotham.
If Romano can save 40 plus games, they give him the opportunity, then we're going to be okay. Or where is Painter going to start out at? And what level? Because you get him up here as the five starter and you put Suarez into the bullpen. Ranger would be like a Swiss army knife there.
And we know he's done it well before. I mean, he closed out the NLCS. He could do that.
And you don't have to worry about him. Is he had too many pitches? Is that whatever? And you got to stop. You got to sign Schwarber, okay? And Suarez has said he loves it here. I know he has Boris as his agent, but I think you can be able to sign him, and you must sign Schwarber. He's hit 46, 40, 45. 38 home runs. You can't let him go to the end of the season. You got to sign him, But no, I think they're going to have problems. They didn't. The guy I wanted was Jurison Profar. He's with the Braves.
Yeah.
He'll be leading off for them until Acuna.
Yeah, he's a good player. The Braves didn't have a splashy offseason, but they did add him, Joe, and he's going to be a pain in the neck for us. Yeah.
Yeah, and we need a catcher. I would have sent Baum off. For that Gabby Marino, I'm going to be watching them.
Oh, I know you are. They're going to be a thorn in our side too, because we might fight them for a wild card spot. Joe, appreciate it. You feel that, Hugh? Joe's in baseball mode.
Yeah, he's ready to go.
He is ready.
He always drops a lot of knowledge when he calls us.
I mean, he's ready. Criticize the bullpen. We didn't even play a game yet.
Yeah, not one.
He is ready. All right,
he's locked in.
Yep, as we all are going to be tomorrow. Opening day tomorrow, the Phillies and the Nationals. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard here. All right, a lot to get to in our final segment today before we hand it over to the afternoon show. Expectations this year for Trey Turner, more of the same, or will we see more out of him now? He's the leadoff hitter. Expectations, mine, not very high. I think he's going to be similar to what he's been his first 2 years in Philadelphia. Hugh believes we're getting a better version of Trey Turner. And speaking of expectations, did John Tortorella bite off a bit more than he could chew? We got to play this quote from Tortorella, what he said yesterday, react to it. And we might have to end what I consider a top five, if not top three, Herb in the Northeast phone call I've ever heard on this radio station. Some of that from yesterday. It was an all-timer. We'll hit you all with it next. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.